with a recommendation to the full committee. Is there objection? Hearing none, so order. Chair will accept a motion to reconsider the vote by which House Bill 2792A was reported out with a recommendation to full committee.
Mr. Chair, I move to reconsider the vote by which 2792A was reported out with a recommendation to the full committee.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, motion carries, and the bill is back before the subcommittee. Mr. Borden.
Good afternoon, Chair and members of the committee. This measure establishes an interest, HB 2792A establishes an interest-bearing state court facility security account and was heard before the subcommittee on July 29, 2005. The subcommittee has before it for reconsideration a -4 amendment. This amendment replaces the second of two conceptual amendments reported out of yesterday's subcommittee meeting.
Okay, thank you very much. If we could turn to page 2, which shows the actual wording that has taken our conceptual amendment to an actual amendment. And if we could just look this over for a moment and see if there's any problems with this or questions that come up. And if not, then we'll take a motion.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Wisnett.
Thank you. You know, I'm not sure what we're trying to accomplish here because we still leave it open-ended to money. I mean, that I thought that was our discussion. I mean, I'm willing to move the bill on, but I don't see what this... So now we're going to have it. You know, there's not even a... I don't know why we didn't look at a sunset. I don't know why a sunset wasn't considered.
Well, in discussing this with legislative council, they've made it very clear that other than the single employee that is going to be hired to come up with recommendations for a plan, that none of the money is going to be authorized until it's authorized either by the e-board or the legislature. And therefore, we all agree that this is a unique approach at legislation, but it can't get out of hand. What we're doing with this conceptual amendment that now is becoming the proposed amendment known as -A4s is to give an indication in the future that this fund is not intended to merely be for security for the appellate court for eternity, but that there be part of the plan, an idea that they're going to someday accomplish their plan, whatever that plan ends up being approved, and that would have to be by the legislature. But that it is the intention that this money, which is for security, will then go to the local courts and be able to be utilized to help security for the local courts. So it is a little unique that we have authorized a fee increase, but it's with the understanding that there is going to be a need for the security, that they don't want to just run in and say, we want this for a plan, and the plan changes. And so they're taking it in increments, but they'd like to have the money start to accumulate because they know it's going to be quite expensive.
I understand all that. If the numbers they submitted to us yesterday are any indication, I mean, this account could grow significantly.
So noted.
Thank you.
The chair would accept a motion to adopt the A4 amendments.
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Representative Henson moves that the A4 amendments be adopted into House Bill 2792. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Hearing none, the A4 amendments are now part of 2792, and the chair would accept a motion to move 2792 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Representative Henson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move House Bill 2792 as amended to the full committee with due pass recommendation.
Representative Henson moves House Bill 2792 as amended to the full budget committee for the House with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Representative Henson.
Well, actually, Mr. Chair, I'd like to discuss this bill quite a bit because it's probably more exciting than the debate on the floor on the utility regulations.
But you're constraining yourself. Further discussion? Hearing none, is there objection? Hearing none. Then by unanimous consent, House Bill 2792 as amended goes to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. And I will carry the bill.
Oh, I thought you were going to have Representative
without further ado,
we get the interest for the
and without objection,
County
we'll stand adjourned.
About the interest coming to Shute County.
Well, I was just going to say,
thank you.